This is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, good morning. We're here again at the RSA show floor, and we have a guest with us, Mitchell Savage from Confident Technologies. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for agreeing to be on the podcast today, Mitchell. One of the really cool things about RSA is there are vendors that have some really innovative technologies, and Confident Technologies is one that I saw that I thought was really cool. And your goal is to help make it easier for users by eliminating the need to memorize hard passwords. Want to elaborate a little bit on how you do that?
Exactly. Thank you, Randy. Confident Technologies provides a login that's easier on users because it eliminates the password and actually relies on properties of the human brain that are easier and more reliable, the property of recognition as opposed to recall, which is what we rely on to use our passwords. Confident has a login that eliminates the passwords, and instead of asking the user to remember a complex password, Confident shows the user when he's logging on an array of images. And the security works because the images are different every time you log on, but you know what to look for because the images are based on categories that are the same every time you log on. So we've hidden a secret in plain sight, and only the authorized user can see it. Every time I log on, I'm looking for a picture of a dog and an airplane. And when I find them, they are overlaid with a couple of digits. And when I find my two images that I'm looking for, I get a one-time access code just for that login. The next time I log on, the display is completely different. It looks random to anyone except for me, but I find the dog in the airplane and I get another one-time access code just for that login.
That sounds like a really cool approach. As a security professional, I always try to see how things might break. And one of the things that we've seen was a Trojan. It was a South American bank, and what it did was it sent a video capture instead of a key log, a video capture of the screen. So now this person knows what your categories are. How do you protect against that?
A couple of different protections against that, and that's a very good question. Of course, any of the security measures that you already have in place, like anti-screen scrape, would also hopefully protect this login. But if, let's say somebody does capture your key log stream and simultaneously capture an image of what your screen looked like at that time. We would still be more secure against username and password because we add the burden of a human coming in to decipher the keystrokes, whereas most software hacking right now is done by automated systems that steal the username and password in an automated way and then reuse it also in an automated way. With our system, an actual human being would have to pause and go in and look. Even if they get that far, we have an additional protection, and that is that the images have obscurity built into them. And so even if you knew which picture I chose, you might not know what my categories are. Here's an example. Let's say you looked at the clickstream and you looked at the images and you were aware that I chose this one picture in the bottom right. And that picture is of a woman wearing a hat holding a flower. You still don't know if the category is cats, flowers, or people. And so even though you see my images, you probably can't reuse it on the next login.
So if, let's say I'm somehow able to figure out what your categories are. Can I go home to my computer and then log on to your banking account with this system?
Another good question. No, if you steal my username, you'll never even get to see my images because our system works by first checking to see if there's a soft token present on your hard drive. And if it's not there, we won't show you the images at all. You get that soft token on your hard drive by a simple registration process when you first enroll in the system. You receive either an email or a text message or a voice call, feedback to us 6 digits just once per computer, and then you're registered and you get to go straight to the images after that. But someone that steals your username won't have your phone or your email and won't be able to get that soft token.
That sounds like a really cool system and a very innovative approach. I've heard of using pictures for things like CAPTCHAs instead of the letters and things like that. And I've heard of banks using some variation on pictures, but this sounds like a pretty unique system. Has this actually been deployed by some banks or financial institutions?
It has. It has been used. It's live in production with Charles Schwab Retirement Technologies, who leases an online platform to about 80 financial institutions. And so a number of different places where you have your 401k or your trust account, you may see it. So the system is passing muster for banking regulations and for financial institutions. And then if you'll tune back in about 2 weeks, we are going from proof of concept testing into live user testing with one of the internet's top 5 portals. at the Web 2.0 conference in 2 weeks. We'll be announcing that.
Well, that's pretty cool, and I thank you very much for agreeing to be on the podcast today and sharing some really cool technology.
Thanks very much. This has been Mitchell Savage of Confident Technologies. Randy, if the listeners want any more information about Confident Technologies or this specific topic, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.